This week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com, proposed changes to WEP. Hi, my name is Chris Stein. I'm a certified financial planner and a finance instructor at Colorado State University. And welcome to this week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com. Today I wanted to talk about a proposal to change one aspect of Social Security that's kind of been gaining some momentum in that more and more people are talking about it. And these, this is one of many proposals that's out there to change Social Security. As most of you know, Social Security under its current status, under its current rules and calculations, is kind of headed for some difficulty in the kind of mid-2030s, at about 2034, without some changes, the system will not be able to afford to pay out the benefits that are promised, and those benefits that are being promised will have to be cut by about 20% unless some changes are put into place. And those by changes, obviously, we mean either a reduction of the payout or an increase in the amount of money that goes in. That's really, when you boil things down, the only two possible choices, and it'll be some combination of those two things. It's the details that will concern people. And here's one detail. This is one particular change, and this isn't really a change that's being proposed to fix Social Security as far as the financial status of Social Security, but rather to correct an unfairness or an injustice, if you will, with the current rule. And that current rule is called the Windfall Elimination Provision. I'm not going to rehash all of the Windfall Elimination Provision here in this post. I'm going to assume that you've read and or listened to our previous description of how WEP affects people's benefits. And that there's a link right here in the text portion of this blog. If you're on the blog site, if you just type in WEP into the search box in the upper right-hand corner, you'll find it. The title of the blog post is You May Weep Because of WEP. And in that blog post, we go into great detail as to exactly how it affects people and what those rules are. It was done in 2014, so the one thing that has changed is some of the numbers that are discussed are slightly different. In 2016, the maximum reduction for someone who is affected by WEP is $428 a month, or 50% of their non-covered government pension amount, whichever is less. So WEP, for those of you, obviously, that now are familiar with it, if you already knew or you went back and read that post, is a way of adjusting the formula for the benefit calculation due to someone working outside of the Social Security system. These are mostly government jobs, teachers and police officers and firefighters, and those folks oftentimes find themselves in these sorts of jobs. And those employers have taken advantage of an option they have to opt out of the Social Security system and instead supply their own government pension. Well, some people work not their whole career in that job. They have a split. I would be an example of that. I worked a substantial amount of time outside of the government arena, and now I technically work for a government entity in the form of Colorado State University. And they, at Colorado State University, do not participate in Social Security and instead have an alternative retirement plan. So I've got a split, much like would be described in this post. Well, for a variety of reasons, the current way WEP affects people is seen to be somewhat unfair to certain folks. It more heavily penalizes some people than others, and there's this proposal here that is intended to fix that. And the proposal essentially moves away from this flat $428 reduction and instead proportionally allocates or proportionally calculates their Social Security benefit based on how much they worked inside the system versus outside the system. And the current $428 monthly reduction doesn't take that into consideration at all. So let me maybe describe this kind of a before and after under the current system versus under the proposed system. So let's just take a hypothetical person, and to keep things pretty simple, I'm going to eliminate the discussion of inflation, talking about, you know, wages 20 years ago being much less than they are today. the system actually corrects for that due to what's called indexing of earnings. So I'm going to assume we're talking about already indexed earnings that have already been adjusted for inflation. And we're going to take somebody who simply made the equivalent of $50,000 per year in 2016 dollars every year for their entire working life. However, during half of their 35-year career, they worked in the private sector paying into Social Security, but in the other half of their career, they worked, say, as a teacher in the public sector outside the Social Security system. Under the current rules, their benefit at full retirement age, called their PIA, would be $1,163 a month, and that's based on 17 and a half years of working inside the system, inside Social Security system, paying in, they and their employers paying into the system based on that $50,000 per year earnings level. And that would be their base PIA, 1163. But then they would be reduced by $428 a month due to WEP to getting them a total of $735. Now, those of you who listened to or read that WEP blog post, or maybe already knew about it, realize that once you work 20 years in the private sector, any year beyond that you work will reduce the WEP offset from that 428. So in this case, this person only worked 17 and a half years outside of the or inside the Social Security system, so they would be affected fully by WEP in that $428 a month. So this person currently, under the rules that we know of today, their net benefit would be $735 a month, but this would be in addition to, not instead of, in addition to whatever pension they earned in that other 17 and a half years working for the school district in my example. Hopefully, between the two, they made the right choice and actually end up with more than if they'd stayed in the Social Security system. But that's not really the point of this blog post, so I'm not even going to talk about that. Under the proposed changes, the $428 flat reduction would be eliminated. They wouldn't use that method at all. Instead, they would calculate a person's PIA based on their entire 35 years of earnings, even those earnings at the school district where they didn't pay into Social Security. They would actually consider those in the earnings record of Social Security, kind of pretending that they paid into Social Security that whole time. So if that were true, their new PIA would be $1,830. So instead of $1,163, their PIA would be $1,830, much higher amount, obviously, because now we're factoring in an entire 35 years of the $50,000 a year. However, the offset would work like this. Because half of their career was in Social Security and half was out, they would only receive half of that PIA. So they wouldn't get the $1,830. Which they shouldn't anyway, because they only paid into the system for half of their career. But instead of being reduced by the flat $428, it's reduced by a lot more, $915, but it was reduced from a much higher starting amount, so their net turns out to be $915 per month. So in this case, almost $200 a month more than under the current rules. So my hypothetical person I've created here would very much like the new proposed changes, but these numbers are unique just to this particular person. This is going to vary depending on what your earnings were inside Social Security versus outside, how many years you were inside versus outside. All of those things are going to change these numbers, and as with most of these proposed changes, because it's a completely different way of calculating things, some people are going to win, some people will end up better, as my hypothetical person did, and some people might actually end up worse than the old version or our current version. Now, whether this sees the light of day or not, I do not know. The only reason I'm bringing it up is it's now being discussed by more and more people, and it appears to be gaining enough support where there's a fairly good chance over the next few years, regardless of what other proposals are adopted, this one appears to have a pretty good chance of actually moving forward. There's also a proposal on the books that's being talked about fairly seriously as well to completely do away with WEP, that it's intended purpose really was not turned out to cause more harm than really was intended, and to just throw it out the window and not use it at all. These proposals are completely separate from GPO, which some people confuse with WEP. GPO is the government pension offset, which has to do solely with survivor and spousal benefits. The WEP has completely to do with one's own retirement benefit. That's the difference. So we're not going to talk about GPO today. So hopefully this clarified maybe what WEP does now and gives you an idea of what kinds of changes are being proposed to WEP. I know there's a lot of people who are out there that are affected by WEP. That's why we brought it onto the blog post today. If you have any questions on this or anything else, please reach out to us. We're more than happy to answer questions. Until next week, here on helpwithmysocialsecurity.com, I'll see you then.
Are you interested in your own customized Social Security analysis? If so, visit us at helpwithmysocialsecurity.com and click the Contact Jim and Chris button. Jim and Chris offer a $75 Social Security optimization analysis that includes a one-hour consultation to discuss the specifics of your Social Security situation. This very affordable offer is for both singles and couples, and we'll provide you the information you need to make an informed decision about claiming your Social Security benefits.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Solnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.